Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 8th. I'm Bob Moon in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow nudged just 5 points higher, which, as the music suggests, is almost as close to flat as you can get. Stocks basically slipped into a holding pattern today as Greek politicians haggled over a European bailout that's conditional on painful cuts in spending. The S&P 500 tacked on 3 points, less than 0.25%. NASDAQ Composite Index rose 11 points, that's not quite 0.5%. The 10-year Treasury yield crossed briefly above the 2% mark for the first time in a couple of weeks today, but quickly settled back to a nearly flat 1.98%. The relative calm might make Wall Street look a bit more inviting lately, but these still waters may not run all that deep. There are reports that New York University economics professor Norio Rubini, who's been tagged as Dr. Doom for his pessimistic forecasts, sees an opportunity to make some money in stocks with an asterisk that reads, "Don't delay, act now." Really? Lisa Shallet is chief investment officer at Merrill Lynch.
It's reasonably safe, but I also think it's a little bit late in the current leg. Let's be very clear. Since October 4th, global markets have moved, 20%, really almost in a straight line up, really on a combination of what I would call surprise at the resilience of the U.S. economy and relief. Around the European debt situation. I think both of those trades, the relief and the surprise trades, are almost played out. And the next leg of upward movement in equity markets and risk-oriented markets are really going to need to come from the fundamentals.
What I hear you saying is stay close to the exits.
I wouldn't want to say that. I don't think it's a question of exits. I don't want to be jumping in with both feet here after a 20% move. I think we can begin to wade in selectively, wade into those high-quality companies that have the ability to grow their dividend, that have very healthy balance sheets and the ability to redeploy their cash in shareholder-friendly ways. So, we're definitely participating. We just want to get paid while we do so.
Lisa Shallet is Chief Investment Officer at Merrill Lynch. As we mentioned earlier, all this may rest on whether there is a decent agreement coming out of the bargaining between Greece and its European bailout partners. Inside sources reported today that policymakers at the European Central Bank were still split on a Greek debt deal, and that's starting to wear thin on investors looking for a convincing resolution. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse slowed today on news that fewer Americans are quitting their jobs. It may sound counterintuitive, but what economists call churn is actually a sign of a healthy job market. When someone quits, they make way for promoting and hiring. The Wall Street Journal reports just 2 million of us gave our notice in December. That's down a third from pre-recession averages. As the U.S. economy finds its feet, experts are watching our willingness to use our feet and move on as a sign of a bona fide recovery. For more about finding a better job fit and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. From APM, American Public Media.